don't know, dog. Might do some self-deprecating shit. I put the shirt on earlier, and then I saw myself. I was like, damn.
What you mean?
it didn't fit the way I thought it fit.
Oh, yeah, that shit. It'll get you.
But man, I already ironed it, so I'm like, fuck it. I made the decision. So
hey, sitting.
I'm wearing it.
You sitting down.
Yeah, that's even worse. You know what I'm saying? Trying to...
Yeah, that shit is like I wonder how people feel who were like, you know, really obese at one point and then like lose weight and like, you know, how they feel they look. Like, yeah, they're much slimmer than they ever was, right?
You talking about like body dysmorphia?
Yeah, and then like, but like when you get, well, I guess that's two things. To answer your question, yes, I have gone to a point where I was like, man, like feeling good, like damn, tried to put on the shirt.
Pass a window.
Yeah, like. I was like, damn, I'm still fuck. Damn, I guess I ain't there. Yeah,
half the day gone. I got this shit on. Like, fuck it.
Yeah, and then I was like, I did that shit when I was like, I had the golf club at the crib and shit, and I was like in front of the mirror trying to like look at my swing, and I did a little twist. I was like, oh fuck, oh, fat ass nigga. I was like, just shitting on myself. But it made me think of also like, you ever hear somebody like who seen you for the first time, or you seen somebody for the first time and they're smaller, but they're not really small, they still like kind of chunky.
Yeah.
And you know, they're so up on their health and or up on their fitness goal, and you like, damn, like, yeah, you doing a lot, that's good, that's whatever, but you don't realize what they went through to get to that size.
Looking
at them like, yeah, yeah, they all right, they a little chubby, but like
niggas, they didn't
lost
shit.
Yeah, but they didn't lost like 300 pounds. That's the part that I think is interesting too, man, where you just feel like all the work you did, like you explain to people like, no, nigga, you don't understand. A couple months ago, I was 10 pounds.
Yeah.
I was 10 pounds. Like, I'm even like going back to myself. Like, for me, I'm looking at myself like, you know, I'm feeling good. But then I was just like, oh, shit.
Nigga dropped 10 pounds?
Like, 10 pounds down, nigga. And I was like, fuck.
The sacrifice.
Yeah, but still don't look like, I mean, to the person that just seen me or just, you know, they wouldn't know.
No, my motherfuckers noticed you, man. I seen it. Well, the listener that said they was like, oh, okay.
Yeah, people that know me, obviously. But, like, it's still just like when you get in front of other people, like you go to the gym or you go somewhere, you're like, damn, I just ain't there yet. So it's just like getting all past that, man. You just really got to stay focused and shit.
Yeah, like, man. I mean, that's all you can do, man. Yeah. At this point, I'm just like, You know, it's a problem when you too big for your drawers. Like, they don't stay up.
I had a problem with them staying up. It's the legs. Like, my legs didn't stretch them out. Like, so they're like, now they lose boxes around the legs. I was like, fuck.
They got on shorts.
Yeah, I got the boxer shorts instead of the briefs.
Nah,
and
nigga,
shit.
I was doing squats the other day at work and shit. Nigga, I did I got on like 1, 2, rip. I was like, oh shit, what was that, the pants or oh, that was the drawers? Okay, we can do that. We can survive today with that. All right, damn.
Oh, nah.
Okay, I see that's where we at with it. That's why I'm squatting. All right, bet. Shit.
Yeah, that shit is like, fuck. But you know what? I got the smaller ones on purpose, so you know what I'm saying? Like,
don't say made me look bigger. You know what I mean? like 2 fists up in there.
Oh, yeah, nah. Bro, let's fucking start this show.
All right.
People on that goofy shit.
I ain't go.
There's people out here tweaking, bro.
I ain't go.
If you ready for the show, say
I ain't go.
Say
I ain't go.
Say
I ain't go.
Say. Welcome to the I Ain't Going Show Where Anything Goes Except Us. I'm your host, CJ.
Awesome, CJ-ish.
Here with my boy, my co-host, D.
He is yo.
And we are here to debate, relate, berate, and be great. And as usual,
it's homie time right now. Okay.
I'm fixing my shirt now, like, because anytime I look at that video, I'll be like, look at your fat ass. You had to drink the beer. You had to drink the beer.
That's why I like wearing black. It's like, it had everything, like, yeah, for the most part.
Like, see, I be having to do, like, little self-deprecating shit to motivate me. And, yeah. Like, I took it personally. Like, look, you went up there with that fucking Target red shirt on, with your fucking gun titties out. Look at you. Yeah, post it.
I definitely do that shit to myself. I'm like, man, boy, your big titty ass, old big gut ass.
Get
him. Like, fuck.
Get him. My wife's so nice. She'd be like, don't talk about yourself like that. I was like, no. I feel good about myself, like, yeah, internally, but you know, this don't make no fucking sense.
Yeah.
I got to get rid of some of this shit.
Shit. I mean, I feel like I just look at it as like, I have goals, like mini goals.
Mm-hmm.
Like, oh, by this time, by summertime, I want to look potentially like this, or I want, you know, to see where I'm at.
You got a poster like, on your wall. No, like I ain't
with that far. I ain't did that shit, but like, I got it in my head where I want to be and shit. But like, it is like more so for me, like life goal shit. Like, I'm just like, gee, I just want to be one of those healthy, like, you know, niggas and shit. Just be, you know, be natural with it.
You want so, the moms at the schools to kind of look at you and shit?
All that shit. Let's go.
Like, I want to be the That's
the,
Chloe's
the motherfucker. Yeah, you know.
He's married, though, so don't worry about
obviously,
it.
You know what I'm saying? I'll probably do a little bit more coaching and shit because I did that shit a little bit with my son. So
okay,
I might be, you know, be the coach that you know what I'm saying? Everybody, like, oh, shit. That's your dad? Like, yeah, you know.
LeVar Ball.
But like, gee, I was on like, you know, you was talking about like wifey and how they big you up, and I was like, shit, yeah, you know, wifey would big me up too, like with all this shit. To the point where, you know what I'm saying, we was, you know, having our time together and shit, and I was like over her. You know what I mean? I was like, you know, like arms on, like I was up, like doing a push up position, you know what I'm saying? Like, and she was looking up, she was like, oh shit. She was like, look at that arm. Oh, I was like, girl, you better stop. You better stop. Better go lose up in this motherfucker.
She wants you to finish.
Like, I know, right? Like, damn. You just said the right nasty shit.
Start saying all type of shit. Like, what you...
like, yeah.
You should have said that earlier. Should have been done.
But, yeah, shit. But yeah, nah,
ain't nothing better to win. It's like, oh, you ready too? Bet. Shit, I'm sitting up here trying to impress you. Like, we can get up out of here. Cut the TV off.
Like, Kingston, you know what I'm saying? Our son came to the door like twice already knocking and shit. We sent him away. So you ready to finish it up? Let's go.
Shit, we decent. You got your nuts? You sure? Well, I ain't bet. We out of here, man. Yeah, man, my week been straight. It's been all right. Short week, so, you know, feel like I've been off for days.
Yeah.
Been at the golf range, get my swing together, you know what I'm saying? Heard you talking shit, so, you know, I had to go out there. So the next time we go out there, we look competent, you know what I'm saying?
Like, for real. Out there just pew,
like, yeah, like, yeah. Like, I can't find it. Is this one mine or is this one? Which one?
Just drop it.
Yeah, fuck it. Like, damn. Was six already, man. Let's go to the next hole. Yeah. They on our ass, man.
Yeah.
So, yeah, man, just been doing that. Chilling with my daughter, trying to be a good dad, trying to, we talking about all this fat shit, trying not to eat bullshit. I've been successful this week. I didn't eat no fried chicken. I'm air horning that because I passed so many places.
Yeah.
Like, driving around, it's just like, ugh, ain't no line. Damn. Five pieces for $6. Shit. Okay.
Yeah.
So, you know, I ain't did none of this shit.
Yeah.
You know, Instagram ain't helping. Everything that come on my shit, food. The hottest spot in Atlanta. Yeah. Oh, and they got this and that. Like, damn, that shit look good.
And it's always, like, the most, like, craziest shit. Yeah. Like, they drizzled with everything. Yeah. Seasoned, right?
That's 10 minutes away? Shit.
I mean, but I feel you on that. I just feel like I don't want to, like, lose that ability. Like, I just want to, like, make healthy choices.
Yeah.
And I get everybody on their own journey, so I ain't telling you, like, obviously what you should be doing with yours. I'm just saying, like, for me, it's those little pieces of happiness that you got to be able to reward yourself with every once in a while. Like, I don't think losing it for me, like, completely is a thing. Know. I just feel like, okay, cool. If I'm going to, like, have a kind of, like, a little heavier meal where it's a little outside of the diet, I'm going to go for it. You know what I'm saying? If I, especially if I worked out that day, like, I'm definitely going, you know, and depending on what I ate the rest of the day, it's cool. So I look at it as like, man, we all got to have a little bit of that happiness.
When I get like this, Instagram, like the food on Instagram, I treat it like hoes, man. I be double tapping and liking. How niggas be on this shit. I'm like, damn, where that's at? Damn, that's here? Shit. I want that. And a whole folder of shit. I'm going to fuck up once I lose some weight. Like, yeah, I'm going to get that shit.
Yeah.
But yeah, man. Yeah. Pretty good week, man. I can't trip, man.
That's what's up, man.
All right, man. Before we get into Black History in the Making, let's shout out our sponsor, Stogies are back in this. Stogies are back in this. Premium cigars for the culture. Respect the smoke.
Smoke something, bitch.
As you can see on the ticket right here, go to stogiesabagnus.com. Hit them up for their premium cigars. And hit them up for their mobile cigar lounge for your next event. Use promo code I Ain't Going for discount for cigars, not the mobile cigar lounge. Tell them about the discount, boss.
Man, listen. They said it. It's true. You can call them and ask them just to, if you need proof even further. But they said that if you call them and book with them, they're going to give you 12 of those things, 12 premium cigars.
What?
If you mention my name, D,
what?
His name, CJ,
what?
I Ain't Going Show, they're going to hook you up and just tell them we sent you, man. And like, y'all going to have... Like I said, I always say it, 12 dudes, 12 sticks, man. You can't beat that.
So,
pause.
Word on the street is you going to Chicago pretty soon, right?
Yeah.
You think you can get that on video?
What, the trip itself?
No, just like, hey, man, tell them it's the truth.
Tell
them it's the truth.
I get it.
Okay.
We called in, but I'm going to get it on video. We're going to post it so y'all know it's real. So. There you go.
You heard it here first. I hope we remember. All right, man. Let's get into Black History in the Making. Black History in the Making, as we always say, we want to shout out our ancestors for everything they did for us to get to this point right here. And we also want to shout out the good Black people that are doing things right now.
Mm-hmm.
So we're going to have a little video rolling while I talk. Derek Automotive, founded by Derek Bailey and based in Atlanta, is recognized as a pioneering Black-owned electric vehicle manufacturer in the United States. The company has been highlighted for its innovative approach in the EV industry, including converting gasoline-powered cars to electric vehicles with a focus on reducing global carbon emissions. So you can see some of the cars. They look dope. And they, like, I looked at the price. They pretty much the same as a fucking Tesla. They're like $75,000 for an electric vehicle. But what's so dope about theirs is they have a different, like, generator engine. So it's called Loop Gen, to where the system incorporates a generator and on the wheels and a new patent pending circuitry managed by artificial intelligence that regulates the recharging of the vehicle's battery packs. So in layman's terms, you can put gas in there for the generator that's in there, and you can go, I think he said, like, past 500 miles while it's charging itself. So you can charge it, or you can have it charge itself with the little gas that you put in the generator. Yeah. So I'm like, that's dope.
Yeah, that is dope.
So shout out Derek Motors, man. Like, and that's the first, like, Black-owned car manufacturer that I've heard of. Because I remember, what was the show Killer Mike had a minute ago where he, like, had to spend a whole day where he could only buy Black shit and he couldn't drive no car.
Wow.
He was like, ain't no car manufacturers. He's like, we don't have shit.
Oh, wow.
Like, he couldn't buy nothing to eat for real.
Remember that one.
He had to, like, stop at, like, a soul food restaurant to get something to eat like that. He was walking. He couldn't do shit.
Wow.
So, man, shout them out, man. I gotta do some more research and see if there are other Black-owned car manufacturers, but that's the first I ever heard of.
Oh, that's dope.
They calling me.
That's good stuff though, man. That's dope that like I ain't even know, like, you know what I'm saying? Like you said, that there were any black owned businesses like that or manufacturers, and that shit.
And it's here.
Like we got the blueprint, man. We just gotta do more of it. Like that's
he
the
got
thing.
Cars. Buy his car.
Yeah.
I ain't in the market for no car, but when I do, I'm gonna seriously look at it though.
Yeah, I'm looking to it too, man. Cause Elon is he's just, you know,
that's your man's. All right, man, let's get into that.
That just happened.
So, man, I don't know if I should cue up the boys to men or not, but Southwest Airlines changed up on us, dog. First they was talking about no more free for all seating. It's like, okay, whatever. Now they talking about no more free baggage.
I mean, that was a lick though when it happened though. It had its it's time, like when people really wanted to like get extra bags, you know. I don't fly Southwest like that. I don't fly like, and that's not even on no, like, you know what I'm saying, I'm too good for it or anything like that. It's just I don't like it anymore. Like, I haven't liked it in a while because of the fact that, you know, the selecting of a seat and shit like that, and that whole like setup was just, I just didn't fuck with it. I ain't saying anything terrible or nothing like that, but
it
did come in handy to have, you know what I'm saying, the free bags and everything. But
yeah,
like, and maybe because I haven't done
that's the best thing about
as much traveling for like large bags and shit like that, because like I try to like travel light regardless. Yeah. And so like for me, it's never been like, I usually typically can always have, you know, a book bag and a carry-on.
Mm-hmm.
Like on most flights. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? So I never really had the issue of like with other airlines either, but I mean, shit,
airlines be
it.
Charged for carry-ons.
I mean, fuck it, if you're gonna charge for bags, I'm just interested to see what you're going to like, because typically when they do shit like that, they're trying to do something else.
Yeah.
So I'm wondering, like, it maybe that's what they mentioned it and why they're doing it or not, but like I think that's probably something.
I mean, they're saying
to look
it's
out for
money, but my thing is like, okay, so y'all not differentiating yourself from nobody at this point. It's like you said, y'all gonna have to do something, because are you charging for bags? Y'all like the only airline that ain't got no type of special seating.
Yeah.
Like, besides, like, that exit row. Everybody got an exit row.
Yeah.
But y'all don't have no first class. Y'all ain't got no business class. None of that shit. So, what's going on? Like,
yeah.
Now we just paying for bags. Like, y'all a bigger frontier? I'm not going to disrespect them like that.
I mean, but see, and I don't want to, like, speak too much on it. Like, I know a lot of shit about it, but like from what I hear,
but that's your jam.
They have a lot to do with I mean, I would assume that they have a pretty big like share in like the airspace.
Hell yeah.
So they still own all of that, you know what I'm saying? So it's not really like they can do stuff that is a little bit more like, you know, let's add on, make you they could charge you for certain shit and still have like better times for you to fly, better, you know what I'm saying, more opportunity. So you still, they still like, yeah, like, because I'm just basing off of like your comment about like a bigger frontier, like they still will have more of the share that you'll be able to still go more places. You're just going to have to pay for your bags.
Yeah, that's just going to deter me from using them, because, you know, that was always like my first go-to on some like, low price. And
they got that nonstop though. Because they got,
they good, the only niggas around here with nonstops.
I know.
And they've lowered their nonstops.
But I'm saying like their pricing though, they still got good pricing for nonstops too.
Yeah, but I got to pay for my bag though. Like a lot of places have good prices for nonstop. It's just you got to pay for your bag. So now you've kind of like taken that out. I'm still going to fuck with you.
Yeah.
But you're not going to be my first go around. Like now I'm going directly to Google Flights instead of like check with you first. Cause I got to buy my bag anyway. So, you know, fuck it. Yeah. They are, if you are in preferred member, or it's one of the two preferred or something else, you still, like, one, you get one bag, one, you get two bags. So I guess if you folks in them, then you straight. But yeah, other than that, like, a regular, what you call it, points getting member.
Yeah.
Fuck you, nigga.
I mean, shit, fuck it. Like I said, I don't really fuck with them, like, too tough anyway. But, yeah, shit gotta change.
You'll see me on Delta,
like,
buddy.
Like, it's a lot of shit. And I ain't gonna get down to that because I feel like Delta be tripping too. But, like, at the end of the day, like, shit is gonna change. And I guess how my viewpoint about it, like, I'm like, it's another one.
Here comes, pretty much.
We're gonna have another one. It's like with all this going on in office and the administration and all of that shit, man. Like, fucking eggs just went down and shit like that.
And
which is
gas.
Weird. Like, it went, all this shit went down, but other shit going up. And it's like, I don't know what the fuck to keep up with. So it's just like, hey.
You heard Canadians ain't coming down here no more?
I ain't hear that.
Yeah, because apparently it's too expensive, like, to leave the country or some shit like that.
I don't know nothing about it.
That's what my wife told me. You know what I'm saying? Oh, don't nobody know. He's out the loop of a lot of things because he ain't got social media no more. He's taking a break for Lent. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, yeah.
He over here making, like, promises to Jesus.
It's like, man, you got it's tough because you just don't know what to do with your hands. Like, most of the time, like, when you just, like,
oh, you didn't give up poor, did you?
Nah.
Couldn't
do that, you know what I'm saying? No, but, like, it's weird because it's like, naturally, when I pick up my phone, even if I check a text message or something,
yeah,
or if I'm taking a shit, I like to, like, look through socials. Now it's like, what the fuck? Now I'm playing games on my shit. Like, it's just like, oh, yeah. Okay, like, I didn't, the one game that I had for years.
Playing Snake, nigga?
Nah, but it's addictive, like Snake, because it's just like, you know, it's a game I've been playing literally for, like, bruh, probably like the last decade, and they just evolved. So I'm like on level like 3,000. Like, it's just one of those things, man. So now I just keep going with that. But,
yeah, I don't go out enough or have enough human contact to be getting off of social media. The show would go to shit. You know what? It wouldn't. I just have to talk to people on the phone and shit more.
Yeah. I mean, a lot of stuff, too, I watch. Like, I get a lot of, like,
you watching news. The news, nigga?
Yeah. I mean, I honestly, even when I was watching socials, like, that was kind of my thing in the morning. The only thing that I hate about the news, not only, there's a few things.
To say.
But, like, the news is, like, it gets 10 topics. And it just cycles that those 10 topics,
yes,
like every like 10 minutes.
Depending on their agenda.
Yeah. And it's like, so y'all talking about this again?
Yeah.
Like, I literally, like, will watch it. And I'm watching
it's like
it
ESPN.
I'm watching it in the morning to get, you know, the kids ready. We getting ready to get out of the house to go to school. And it's on. And literally from the moment I wake up to when I'm leaving out, which isn't long because it's like, kids are getting themselves ready. I'm really just getting up to fucking, like, drive them out.
Yeah.
Bro, that shit just cycles. So, but I still get some of that news. I still get, like, you know, little shit like that.
But what news you watch?
Like that.
Local news?
Yeah, local news.
Okay.
And then, like, when I want to switch it up because of that, the same reason why I just said, like, one of the reasons why I don't like it is because they cycle it. I'll watch, like, CNN's or the MSNBC's just to, you know, I think I'm gonna switch it up and start watching some of the investment sites too now, like the Bloomberg channel. I'm gonna try to switch it up a little bit.
I'll be watching CNN and Fox News, and it's just funny. They talk about the same thing,
yeah,
but their opinions is totally different. Like, CNN will say, like, Democratic senator, what do you call it, confronts the Republicans. Fox News would be like, Democratic senator throws a tantrum.
Oh, yeah. Like, what? You know that. You know who they stand with. Like, they're going to do that.
I was
that.
Like, damn. Niggas, yeah, biased as fuck.
Yeah.
But speaking of damn, your boy Kales is trying to make a small comeback. A podcast, I forgot the name of the podcast, had him on there and had him singing for one of the ladies' birthdays. As y'all can hear real quick.
Hello.
Hello.
Hello. I was calling told to sing happy birthday to somebody. What's up?
How are you?
I'm great. You ready?
Oh, you gonna sing to us? Okay.
We are ready.
We're ready.
Standing here looking in the mirror, saying damn to myself. I should have known a day would come, she would find somebody else. And all the things I took her through, shit, I shouldn't have lasted this long. Now I'm at this telephone booth, literally, calling Tyrone. When a woman said,
hey,
matter how you big, no, it ain't. Nothing you can do about it.
I just thought it was weird how excited they were. I don't know how old they were. Like, they might have been a generation ahead of us, or they might have been us. I couldn't tell. But they was just like real fucking geeked.
I mean, he's still him to certain people because of the music. Not him as the the monster. You know what I'm saying? But him as the
artist. But that's
what
I'm saying. It's like, do you really want to hear what he has to say? I don't. Melody.
Yeah, not on no new song. Like,
no, not even on no new song. Just like they interviewing this nigga.
Oh, that's what's happening.
Yeah.
Because of the song that he.
No, this is like before. This is before the song came out. My bad.
Yeah.
Before the song came out, they had an interview with him, like, called him up in jail.
Gotcha.
He sang Woman's Fed Up a little bit.
Uh-huh.
And then it was like, yeah, they just asked him, so what's going on? You haven't found the heart to sing in there?
He was like,
I wrote like 25 albums in here. He was like, I never stopped singing. He was like, yeah, I'm just doing that, you know, working on getting out.
Like, nigga, you ain't never, y'all ain't tell him.
Yeah.
So ain't nobody tell him.
What are you telling me?
Nigga, you ain't getting out, bro. Like, that's not gonna happen.
Trump might let that nigga out.
He's a man that can do some shocking, that can and will do some shocking things. That will not be one of them.
My thing is, like, how long he been in there? Like, 4 or 5 years?
Damn, man. Has it been that long?
It was before COVID.
Oh, shit. Because that's right. Because during COVID, they was like, hey, he was asking to be let out. Because niggas was catching it.
So I'm just like, okay, why now? He's like coming out with the Residual remix, which I was like, damn, this is decent. But
I ain't even heard it, but
like the jail phone is.
Yeah.
This shit different.
Yeah.
But
shit, Tory got a whole.
A whole stew in there.
Yeah.
But I'm just like, why now? Like, why you think that he's like, all right, this is my time, I think.
Well, he said he's been writing. He's probably like, shit, fuck it. I'm ready to come out now. Like, maybe some of the shit didn't die down enough for me to
On Diddy. They ain't worried about
me. Yeah, yeah. You know what I'm saying? Like, the quietness, like, has died down about talking about him. So he, like, probably up in there being big up than everything. Like,
they fuck with him tough in there.
Oh, excuse me, shit. but then he, you know.
Nasty motherfucker.
I don't know why he would decide, but eventually, if you've been writing 25 albums, you gotta say, you know, I want people to hear this. Like, and it might be the money that can be generated to put on his books or something, you know?
Oh, no, he ain't getting no book money. That money going to the victims.
I mean, if that's how it's set up, but you never know. He could probably, did they say all the proceeds would go to that?
No, but he owe money.
Yeah, he definitely owe money, but at the same time, who knows, man. Yeah. Fuck him.
I mean, should he, okay, you answer my question. I said, should he stay gone?
I mean, yeah, like, nigga, like, hey, listen, musically, hands down, one of the greatest to ever do it.
Mm-hmm.
Personally and just like ethically, like, fuck you.
Because
you actually did it. It ain't like you in there like an innocent man is in there like fighting for his life and fighting for his, like, you know what I'm saying, his name to be clear. No, you did that shit, and there's proof of it, and you just are a disgusting motherfucker. No, do that shit to them niggas in there.
For shits and giggles. Say you did half that shit. That's a lot.
Yeah, exactly. Just a quarter of it is still kind of, it's fucked up. So, yeah, bro, like, no, you gotta stay where you at.
Yeah, I kind of want to stay gone. In school. I don't want to hear anything from him.
Yeah.
I mean, I ain't gonna lie. He put out some fire, I'ma listen to it. But I'm talking about as far as like him on the interview, like, no, I don't want to hear shit from this nigga and how he's doing and all that. I don't really care.
He's like, I'm fucking for my life.
Yeah, I'm sure somebody else said that to you too, like, when you was over there living your life and
yeah,
shit.
Yeah, exactly.
So, you know, I'm with you, man. Fuck him. Yeah. But, and music? Yeah. So, moving on. Poor transition. Southern University has officially banned all fraternities and sororities from their campus. Now, this is all due to the tragedy from one of their students who's, I don't want to say, he was unalived during a pledging process.
Yeah. Say it was hazing.
Yeah, yeah, it was definitely from hazing. But, you know, I just want to get my facts together and stuff. Yeah. So they, I don't remember what organization he was pledging, but 20-year-old student Caleb Wilson, they're doing an investigation into the hazing death of him. So they still don't know. They got four people. Let's see. Yeah, they got three hazing suspects. So three other students who were accused of hazing him. And as a result of this, Southern University has just banned all sororities and fraternities. And I'm just like, then they have a caption under there that said, should this be the end of black fraternities and sororities? Should we ban them all? And I'm like, why ban? Like, they all say they don't, but the majority of these type of organizations, Greek lettered fraternities and sororities, fucking haze.
Yeah.
Like, we know this from either being around, knowing somebody in it, the fucking movies. MTV had fucking Fraternity Life and Sorority Life. What you call it? Reality shows. And they was lightweight hazing when they wasn't, cameras can't come in here. And you just hear motherfuckers making noise and shit. So,
yeah,
we all know that they haze or whatever. And we also know that every now and then this shit happens, unfortunately. But I'm just like, I don't want to make light of the death because it's fucked up. I don't think we should just go about banning or even suggesting banning these organizations, because in truth, they do a lot more good than they do bad. I mean, off top, you got to have a certain GPA and be of a certain type of character, allegedly, to get in these organizations. So they're trying to get the best of the best, and they're doing like community service and stuff for different communities and all that type of shit. So I'm like, in their essence and in their foundation, they're supposed to be helping the community.
Yeah.
Now, because shit go left, as it does with any, get my words together, any organization, bad things happen. Not necessarily death, but, you know, I'm just like, maybe they should just change the hazing.
Yeah, no, I agree with that. I don't think that they should ban it. I think there's a lot of good things, like you said, that come out of it that I don't think, you know. And then on top of that, it's like, why would you pinpoint black, like, fraternities and sororities? No. Like, because, the YTs, you know what I'm saying? Like, we'll do some...
They invented that shit.
We'll do some pretty vulgar and just discussing things as well, like to their pledges. Yeah. And honestly, man, I had interest in joining a fraternity back when I was in my college days. I did not, because the college I went to didn't have it, right? Mm-hmm. But also, I think that my worry was like the fact that
get
like,
fucked up.
Yeah, like I really, because I got, and that was during the time where I heard people was like, yeah, you got to walk down the line. And I'm like,
yeah, you bro, if fucked I want,
like, I'm not like comparing it to gangs, but I'm saying that sounds gang-ish. Like, I'm not like saying,
hey, Jim Jones just said this shit like, about the Bloods. He was like, only difference between us and the Q's is they went and found paperwork.
I mean, that's his opinion. I think there's definitely a difference. There's a criminal aspect.
He said every blood ain't no criminal.
Yeah, like that, but the gang is built off of criminal activity. That's all I'm saying. Now you might have a street or a block or a division or whatever that may not do as much crime, but you're jumped into a life of crime.
So but anyway, not criminals. How do you gang bang?
Yeah, like, but I don't think they should get rid of a man at all. That's just preposterous. Like, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. Like, you can't even, like, you know, have a club. You can't have like a group that really looks for each other to and helps.
Yeah,
especially with opportunities outside of college. Like, I think I was just talking to somebody the other day. He was a Sigma, and I was like, "Oh yeah, so I want to pick your brain one day just to see," because he actually pledged like the grad chapter. Like,
okay.
And I know a lot of people that did that shit post college. They went and did pledge the grad chapter or whatever.
But they never die in grad chapter.
But like, they don't do any hazing or anything like that. It's like, from what I hear, the ones that I talked to, like, they said literally, I've talked to Q's, I've talked to Kappas, Sigmas, that all like have been in the post mm-hmm. and said, I didn't have to go through any hazing. That's just what I've heard. But whether you do or not,
they all say that.
Yeah, well, you know, true. Regardless, I mean,
but what from what I heard, like, I'm, you not, said, like, it ain't shit like undergrad. Like,
yeah,
nothing at all.
Yeah.
Like that.
So and just
because it be grown ass people with jobs and shit in there.
Yeah.
Like, hey man, I got kids and
I do hear it's tougher too.
I'm 50.
It's tougher to get in that way too, because it's a lot about who you know. The sponsors and all of that, and like, people would, like, you got to build relationships a little differently. But like, yeah, so I think there's a lot of good from it, man. I don't think that, you know what I'm saying, banning it will do anything other than creating a way where it's like, okay, fine, we'll do this shit.
We still gonna do it.
We're still gonna do it. It still exists. You know,
like,
what I'm saying?
Shit been out here 100 years. Like, you ain't just finna get rid of it like that. Like, they got millions of fucking members.
Yeah. A lot of people are trying to ban it. Are you part of one? Have ever been part
Can't
of one?
Be. Can't
you know
be.
What I'm saying? Like, that's somebody that got like hatred.
They ain't let
for,
me in.
Yeah.
But yeah, man. I mean, only thing I could do is just to, I know they use hazing as a way to weed motherfuckers out and shit. Yeah. But change the hazing.
Yeah.
I mean, or change the entry, like the interview. I don't know. I don't have the answers.
I do think that hazing is stupid. That's just my opinion. Uh-huh. I feel like, yeah, there should be tests, and you want to, but hazing somebody and humiliating them to a certain extent, or like trying to belittle them to make them feel strong enough to be part of the brotherhood, I do think that's just my opinion. I think that's whack as hell. I do understand putting them through tests to, like, you know, really know their worth, know what they are truly about as a, like, you know, as an individual, how they will bring what they can to the organization is more beneficial than trying to, like, yeah, I want to see how hard I can break you before I let you in. And that's fine. If that's just the way it is, I have no quarrels with that. you know.
This nigga trying to clean it up. Hey, don't jump me.
Yeah, don't come for me. I ain't on live right now on social. So if you say something, that's I won't see it for a while. But like, just so if you threaten me there,
tell them what your social is.
See me in the streets. Then it's like, hey, listen, I ain't going show. but yeah,
I don't have the answers. I got suggestions, but I'm pretty sure internally they seeing this shit and they like, all right, we gotta lay low for a little while and change some shit up because we can't have this type of shit happening.
Yeah, something definitely gotta change. I mean, I would hate for that to be like, you know what I'm saying, my son going to,
of course,
to be a part of something that is, you know, great for his future from a networking standpoint, and the little motherfuckers over here want to be, you know what I'm saying, extra wild with some shit. Like, just because, like, you could take a punch to the chest, right? Like nobody, yeah. That don't mean you should be punching niggas in the chest just off.
And sometimes, like, I remember, I ain't going to say which organization, but they was off the yard in my school for a while. Somebody died. They was just running them, and he had asthma. Had an asthma attack and died.
Yeah, like that. Like, nigga, this ain't the army, bro. Like, I don't.
I mean, niggas use different ways to haze. I don't know.
I get it. I mean, obviously they do. It's just that's the part I still don't get. Yeah. It's like,
just change it up to get some of that heat off you, and so you don't accidentally kill somebody. That's it. Because I'm pretty sure they wasn't trying to do that.
Nobody should be dying from trying to
join an organization.
Yeah, to pledge for an organization, G. That's wild.
Like, these niggas go to the army, don't die.
Like, and they be through intense, grueling shit, bro. Like, that's just wild.
Oh, man. All right, let's get into some fuckery. High school graduate suing school because he can't read. So the parents of the student, identified as William A. in court documents, sued Clarksville Montgomery County School System in Tennessee after he graduated high school with a 3.4 GPA but was unable to read. So the ruling, because they won, the ruling was ordered the district to provide 888 hours of compensatory dyslexia training. Nope, nigga got learning.
Oh, they didn't teach you. Well, let us teach you. Give them some more free hours. Go ahead.
Come in here and learn how to read for all them days we ain't teach you how to read, nigga. But they said was on the IEP.
Nigga couldn't read, but knew enough to think to sue and try to get some money off of not being able to read. Like,
I'm mad because I ain't graduated with no 3.4. I can read my ass off.
Shit.
Like, what the fuck? They passed this nigga through with A's?
Yeah. Like, no, that's probably like what? AB? Like, AB? Like, that's wild. Yeah, he ain't get no C's.
No C's.
Can't read. But they was like, hey, was he like the star athlete? Like,
no.
It was like, hey, look, let's just pass him. He's going to take our school to the fucking championship. Or like, what? How is that even possible?
Nigga got a 3.4. I graduated with a 3.0, and I worked hard as fuck for that 3.0 because I fucked off my first 2 years. But when I'm like, damn, this nigga got a 3.4, he fucked up all four.
Yeah, that shit wild.
But my thing is, the parents sued. Y'all didn't know y'all son couldn't read. Fuck you.
And what does that look like?
What?
What does that look like? Can't read.
Your son can't read.
Like, he went through all of this, and he couldn't read, and at no point did nobody, what school did?
Nigga,
like,
went through eighth grade.
Hey, that's what I'm saying. You gotta sue every school. You gotta sue your elementary school. Like,
I did sue the school system.
Oh, the school system.
Yeah.
But still, like, at no point nobody said, red flag, excuse me, he can't read. Everybody was just like.
They did. Some of the teachers did. They did put it like, emails like, hey, this kid can't read.
Mm. So and then.
They was like, I mean, we ain't got the resources for all that. So, and he was on the IEP.
I mean, well, that's why they're trying to get rid of the Department of Education now and letting schools handle it for themselves now.
It looked like they was.
They're ahead
of their time.
That's what I'm saying. I'm like, so who fault is it? Because is it the government or is it them? Because I still don't understand. Like, so can he read now?
No.
So what is he doing now for a living?
He's not. His parents are suing on his behalf. He can't read.
How old is he?
20.
And he's not mentally, like, challenged? Like, is there...
He got dyslexia.
Okay. So, again, so he's not mentally challenged. Like, I mean, that to me is, like...
We know a nigga got dyslexia. Yeah. That nigga graduated college.
You can read off of being dyslexic.
Yeah, if you...
Hold on, let me not say that, because I don't know. I would assume.
If you properly trained or whatever the fuck.
I don't know what I thought dyslexia was as far as like how you read and how it connects, like, but
how you
I
learn,
thought it was just flipping stuff around. Like, you kind of get...
Like, letters and shit,
twisted.
That's a form of it.
So,
remember Theo had that shit on...
Nah, I don't remember that.
A Cosby Show?
I don't remember that.
Damn.
But I just, you know.
I mean, I get Bill did that shit, but you watched the Cosby Show.
I did, but I don't remember it like that.
Oh, okay.
Like, it ain't my Martin like it is for some.
Okay.
I'm just saying, like, I didn't watch the show. I watched the show. But, oh, anyway. But, yeah, that's crazy, man. Like,
you got to defend yourself.
That's what I said. Never, like, it's whatever. And so... Yeah, that is fucked up.
My daughter can read now.
I think it's also like the parents' fault too.
It's definitely the parents' fault.
You came up here.
Where was you at in second grade?
Yeah, like when you saw, like, you got to fight for these things. You fighting for it now at 20 trying to sue when you could have been, if you really was going to try to sue somebody, you could have sued them back, you know, in elementary. Like,
so
when he's in
20. 2000. This nigga was born in 2005.
Yeah.
So in 2010, your ass should have been up in there like,
something's wrong. We need help. Oh, y'all not helping. Because I'm sure if they said we don't have the resources, they said that to the parents. And at that moment, that's when you fucked up.
Hey, order something off the menu. That one.
There's like, and to what level? What extent? Is it like just can't read at all? Or is it like,
I mean, the teacher said that he couldn't read in high school.
Yeah, but like,
that nigga can't read.
But before that, like, there's kiddie books like that. Like, my son can read.
Oh, you trying to see if he can read like Cat and Dog?
Yeah,
and shit?
Like, is it just a limitation?
No,
but I mean, sorry, I'm sorry to hear that for him, because that's like,
he got tutoring though, so you know what I'm saying. That nigga ain't going to that shit,
man. Listen, like,
give me my disability check.
Yeah, that's fucked up. It's interesting, man. Just yeah, at that point,
you know what? Fantasia couldn't fucking read. She can read now. R. Kelly still can't read. All right, let's get into sports, man. Some more high school fuckery. So, for those who ain't seen it, during a relay race at a high school track meet, one runner bust another runner in the back of the head with her baton. Her team was disqualified, and the other runner sustained a concussion and possible skull fracture. Here's what both parties had to say.
I'm just a person by myself. Nobody's going to believe me, because I can admit from the video it does look purposeful, but I know my intentions and I would never hit somebody on purpose.
On the back curve, I had kind of got cut off when I tried to pass it the first time. So I let her go ahead. So I knew, like, when I got fully on the curve, that I was just going to have to push through and pass her. I still can't believe it. I'm still in shock. Like, everyone's texting me, checking up on me, and I appreciate that. But, like, I'm still trying to take it all in. I can't believe it happened. Why did you do it? And why haven't you apologized yet?
Very, very compelling arguments on both parts. Yeah. The victim is just like, hey, man, just apologize. You will be all right. You know what I'm saying? We go sue the school if my skull fucked up, so saying on you.
Yeah.
But do you believe the girl's excuse of what happened. I watched the video a bunch of times to see.
Yeah. No, that's there's no way. And from what I heard, because I didn't see it, but I did hear it. I heard testimonies, but I also like understand like from me being on track and knowing kind of like where how things move. That ain't like what you did ain't possible. So, I mean, you can say what you want, and I know you don't want the world like the internet hating you, but you're gonna go down in history as the motherfucker that like. Wow the fuck out. And you probably just ruined your fucking career because from what I hear, she was cold.
Oh, yeah?
But then the other girl was colder. And you know how that shit get, man. People get very competitive and sometimes they lose their shit. I heard Joe Budden.
And, so, Nancy Kerrigan?
Yeah, well, no. Joe Budden, they were talking about Joe Budden had a good like viewpoint on well, how he felt it went. And he was like, I'm with the girl with the baton. So, I mean, she probably was at the water cooler and she said, hey, can you hand me my baton? And the other girl was like, bitch, shut the fuck up. Or like some shit like that. And it was like, oh, okay, bet. When I see you out there, it's going to be. He was like basically setting up that there had to have been something that happened that she had ill intent or ill will for that girl to be able to do that shit. And even in his quote unquote air quotes defense of her is still based off of her fucking actually intentionally hitting her. And that's just what it is. She fucking hit her, bro. There's no fucking oh my baton got caught in her hair. Fuck out of here. What you did in was shirt. In the shirt, hair, whatever. What you did was in poor taste. Fucking own up to it. If you're going to take accountability for anything, just be like, yo, I lost my shit. My career is done. I understand that. Shit. You know what I'm saying? I'll do what I can to just make it right. I'll start with fucking apologizing. You don't even want to apologize. Just start with
that. That's crazy. Like you ain't even fucking apologize.
That's the type of shit that's going to be on somebody. If old girl, the one that got like the potentially fractured skull, can't run anymore, can't do what she wants, like whether she got anxiety or fucking PTSD, something, and can't play anymore. Like, that's the type of shit that, like, 20 years from now, that girl's gonna be like, you know what? Fuck it. I'm finna apologize. Like, I'm gonna apologize for ruining her life. You know what I'm saying? And mine too. People gotta remember that. You know what I'm saying? You know, I can see that shit happening. It's like, you know what I'm saying? I'm apologizing. But, you know, my life was ruined too. Like, get the fuck out of here.
By my own hand.
Yeah, by my own hand. Bro, stop.
Hey, they got a job for you on Zeus.
Yeah.
Real like, quick.
Man.
Baton Barbie.
No. See, as you can see, the more you fuck around, the more you're going to find out.
So, with that being said, like, I got a question for you. Like, how do you feel about, like, kids who do fucked up shit, and what is your stance for like what happens to them after that? Like a kid that like does some fucked up shit, do you believe in like the second chance and the like trying to get them, you know, that they can? Because like there's certain instances where I'm like, yo, lock that little motherfucker up. And I ain't saying in this instance, saying that like there's certain things where I'd be like, oh, yeah, she should never fucking be able to run track ever again. And I get it. It's a moment of weakness and lapse in judgment, but that's the type of shit that you got. Like the best way to learn from that, honestly, is to fucking take it away completely from them. Because especially because if you ruin it for somebody else, you need to have your shit stripped as well, and you never be able to compete or go to a school in that district, all that type of shit.
Okay.
So I know I said a lot, but like, how do you feel about?
I believe in second chances for kids, and I do feel you on that shit. Where it's like, oh no, this nigga's a monster.
Yeah, like, like sometimes they
like,
give.
Like
you
we the... knew motherfuckers in high school was like, oh, he's going to jail if he ain't already been there.
Yeah,
and like, oh yeah, this nigga's not gonna be shit.
Yeah,
but I believe in second chances for kids because you were kids, you fuck up, you do stupid shit, you don't know no goddamn better.
Yeah,
like with her, you can't fucking run no more in high school. However, if you really about running and shit, you just gonna have to start from the bottom all over again. So, say some JUCO let you in, you gonna have to start from there. And if you like, a model citizen and you up on your shit, yeah, you can come back.
What if that girl can never run again? Like the other, the
oh, you
the
cooked. Victim. You cooked.
Like she, like I said, she ain't injured to the point where her legs are nothing, but like her head and her fracture, like she can't.
If she can't speed. Run again, you can't run again.
Yeah.
Yeah, no.
You I feel here. Like, yeah, like with that, because like here, there's, dog. Like you know what I'm saying? Like
you fucked up somebody's life.
Because it's like the YNs that like fuck around and, you know.
Shoot the kid.
Yeah.
Trying to shoot the that, ops.
Yeah, like, yeah. You know what I'm saying? And kill someone. And
I don't think they should get life.
Yeah. But I don't either. That's the crazy part. I don't think that they should get necessarily life. But I don't be opposed to like the long haul, the longest day. Because like at the end of the day, it's like you took a life and here it is. It's like you gotta at least your like couple of decades of
damn.
Yeah. I mean and maybe like because like think about it, like and what I'm just trying to get my thoughts together. But like
I would say take your 20s
your
away.
Your 20s and your 30s away, because those are like pivotal times of fun and
I wouldn't say 30s, because it's like at that point you can't, how the fuck you gonna be a citizen?
True, but that's where the system kind of gets fucked up, because like with you should that, be trying to
if develop. We were actually rehabilitating motherfuckers, I would say less. Like you 15 and you kill some kids.
Yeah.
Yeah, we take away your 20s, dog.
Yeah.
However, if in that you are like turned over a whole new leaf, you a different person, you helping, like you a model citizen in jail, you in all the programs and stuff, we cut your time and get you out here. Like if you doing that, like I believe in rehabilitation. Like niggas don't, like, for the most part, niggas don't want to be in there.
Yeah.
And, like, niggas...
The ones that go and get out and be like, nigga, I never want to fucking go back.
Yeah.
There. Definitely.
But also, it's like, I want to make something of myself. I want to contribute to society when I get up out of here, too.
Yeah.
You know, if you doing all that, I believe in second chances like that. Yeah. If you still up in there fucking around, yeah, take his 30s, too.
Yeah. Yeah, I definitely feel like, man, some of these motherfuckers be like, yeah, nah, take that little ass. Nah, and I'm talking about like young too, like 16, 15, like even the ones that be 13. I ain't saying take away their full, like, but like
if you 13, least, you getting out when you 20.
Nah.
13 is crazy.
I feel like you need to go longer, bro. That's just me. Like if you take a life, you was old enough to understand about and be cool with it. And I get it. Everybody's mindset is different when they get to
people
that age.
People don't think that far though.
Yeah, I know, which is crazy.
Yeah.
And that's fucked up. But I'm honestly not trying to be like an asshole about it, because like, I don't think anybody should, like, I wouldn't wish death or jail on anybody, honestly. But it's really like, damn. Yeah, I mean, just, you know, trying to be, you know what I'm saying?
You pun.
But honestly, like, yeah, some of those, I'd be like, yeah, nah, your ass needs a punishment, and you need a, like, a pretty long one with a lot of this shit, like, go down, like, well, some type of discomfort needs to happen for you for a very long time.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, so
and hopefully you get rehabilitated in there, but you know,
yeah,
prison system. All right, BET put out the greatest black wrestler list. I'm gonna stone cold these, very appropriate.
I'm gonna sit back and let you cook.
No, ain't gonna be like that. Let's see, we got at 15 Jazz,
what?
14 Shelton Benjamin,
what?
13 Naomi,
what?
12 Jacqueline.
What?
11 Big E.
What?
10 Devon Dudley.
What?
9 Bianca Belair.
What?
8 Bobby Lashley.
What?
7 Ron Simmons / Farouk.
What?
6 Junkyard Dog.
What?
5 Sasha Banks / Mercedes Moné.
What?
4 Mark Henry.
What?
3 Kofi Kingston.
What?
2 The Rock.
What?
And 1 Booker T.
Because Booker T, that's the one I know about. Like, I've been outside of The Rock and Sasha and all, and like some of the more names you hear, but like Booker T was that nigga.
I agree that Booker T is that nigga. I fuck with Booker T. Like,
yeah.
Tough. Ain't no way in hell the Rock ain't number one.
They had to do something. They had to do something
because of the list. Like, get the fuck out of here. Like, I love Booker T. I'm like, yeah, brother, yeah. It's the Rock, yeah, nigga.
It's
the
fucking Rock. It's Dwayne, nigga. Like, we know this nigga.
It's the Rock. He's government. Still out there.
Yeah.
He's still out there.
Yeah.
Nigga had to build a gang of time. It's the Rock, nigga. Niggas know the Rock. I mean, niggas know Booker T.
Yeah.
Like, motherfuckers fuck with
more people.
But it's the Rock, nigga.
More people know.
Like, stop playing. Booker T should be number two. The Rock should be number one. Like, stop fucking playing.
Yeah.
Like, your mama know who the Rock is, right?
Yes.
She don't know who Booker T is.
Yeah, nah.
See? That's all I'm saying.
Yeah.
My grandma know who the Rock is. Like, all respect to Booker T, man. Get the fuck out of here.
Yeah. It was being nice. I mean, there was definitely, there was something. That Five was a times. Respect thing. There.
Yeah, man. Booker T. Five times. All right, last thing is sports. NBA lottery penalty. I'm gonna play this clip right here.
But you know, you look at European soccer, they have a thing called relegation.
Oh, wait, you know.
No, like, come on.
Where are we going with
these? No, what I'm saying, I'm not being a wise guy. What I'm saying is this. You look at a franchise like the Wizards for so long, at some point in time, and this is not a knock on Brian Keefe, I love Brian. At some point, why are they allowed to be in the lottery every year? I mean, at some point in time, this should be a rule like you're allowed to be in the lottery, I don't know, 3 years in a row. Once you get through that and you're still in it, now you're going to move back and you're going to start with the 15th pick or the 30th pick. Let's reward winning. And let's, at some point in time, if you can't run your organization properly, then guess what? That's on you. And to me, you know, they have been pretty bad for a long time. And even when they get good players, you can't figure it out.
What do you think? You think this would be good for the league?
It's always good to have a switch up. I mean, honestly, at this point, man, I don't care. Like, just fucking, like, the NBA is finding challenges already with just, like, you know, people being interested enough anymore.
Yeah.
Like, just the sport at hand with the athletes.
Even though they turned up the past, like, 2 weeks.
I mean, I still haven't watched as much basketball as I, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But it's just, it is what it is. Like, you could try it. I mean, if not, then if they're still a horrible team, why does it matter? You know what I'm saying? Like, if they're a horrible team and they keep getting the lottery, who gives a fuck? Just let them have it. Like, not like them winning or getting a good, you know, first round pick or whatever, if they can't win with that, then that's on them. Then you can also trade, because then people are going to be up for the, you know, they're going to have the ability to trade them and get caps and all of that. So regardless, if you don't get them right away, you will potentially get them anyway, because if they're a star player and they're really good, they're going to want to leave. That's just what it is. It's just a thing. And so it really doesn't do you any good to say, oh, yeah, well, they was in this 3 years in a row. Like, let's not do it. I mean, it ain't going to change the flow of things, in my opinion, but I don't know if that will. So
it's like they're saying, like, it's an effort thing with the players, and now it's an effort thing with the owners.
Yeah.
The owners don't give a fuck. Like, we still getting money, right?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. I don't give a fuck who on this team.
I mean, like, honestly, that's what it is. It's like, shit, bring him on over here. Like, but
he want how much? Nah, trade his ass. That's too much.
Well, that kind of goes back to also what I was saying about, like, you get enough players, especially with, when we talk about the generations, right, and we talk about Gen Z and how Gen Z, we might not fuck with a lot of shit that they say, but you got to give them props on the fact that they do be on something like, nah, that don't sound right. Just because my father and grandfather did it this way don't mean I got to come into this shit and do it this way.
Talking about hooping?
I'm talking about just in life. That's what Gen Z do, right? But then you look at hooping and, like, a lot of the shit with the athletes.
I ain't practicing.
Like, hey, I ain't doing that. Like, because they, like, A, they getting money, especially now, NIL deals. They're getting more money than they are getting when they come into the league. Then they're also getting to the point where they know how the organizations view them, right? They know how they just like don't like the way they just get to trade you. Like, you trading me and you don't even know me really. Like, you just like, yeah, let's move this guy around here. Let's do this. Like, ooh, like, remember when they was talking about how coaches and execs would talk about like NFL players? Yeah, he's big and strong.
Oh, like slaves? Like,
yeah, you know what I'm saying? Like, I think that there's this new generation. It's like, yo, fuck it. Like, I don't, you know, I'm going to be here. I'm going to be there. I don't have no loyalty for none of this shit anymore. I'm just trying to get paid and live my life and do what the fuck I want to do. And I might retire in this bitch early. And then what? You know what I'm saying?
And fuck y'all whole organization.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? What then?
Like, y'all niggas back for 5 years.
But that's like, you know what I'm saying? I think that that's the idea. And then you got the organizations now coming like, shit, yeah. We just doing what we doing now. You know what I mean? They just like, shit, fuck it. Yeah, I don't care who we get. Like, I want this guy. He's going to bring tickets, you know what I'm saying, to help sell me. They don't want him because they like, yo, he's going to really, you know what I'm saying, change the game. He's going to be everything that we need. Like, oh, we can. Oh,
kids like him. We can. He got his jersey. Yeah. Yeah, let's get him.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? That's just pretty much what it's become. And that ain't, like, if you ain't going to be into it, the players ain't going to be into it.
Don't nobody care.
Don't nobody give a fuck.
Well, nice transition. We're getting into it. And we're going to talk about a disappointed dad, man. Poor guy.
Dad, do you like your food?
Did you cook it?
No.
Did you have anything to do with this?
Yeah. I paid for it.
Well, sucking dick. Is that like what you're still doing?
Dad, you can't say that.
Yeah, I mean, it's absolutely ridiculous. I don't want any.
I'm an adult. I can do what I want.
It's disgusting. I want no part of it. And if you had any.
You don't have to have a part in it.
There's a reason your mother isn't even here. And you're lucky that I even showed up tonight.
So, for anybody that's not watching, there was a Thanksgiving dinner or Christmas dinner or whatever. Dad's at the table in his Christmas pajamas. And, you know, I guess the daughter's doing some unsavory shit for money. Apparently sucking dick.
Unsavory.
She's apparently sucking dick. I don't know if it's in porn or on OnlyFans, but he's super disappointed in her lifestyle and her life decisions. And, you know, as a dad, who can fucking blame him?
Yeah,
you don't want your daughter doing that type of shit. Like, could you like get in power slap or something?
Yeah.
Which one would you rather have your daughter do? Sucking dick or slapping bitches?
They both seem equally the same.
I don't know. I don't know. Like, one is on TNT.
So you want to be
the other is on the internet.
You like for them to slap the shit out of you?
So. I want to ask you, because I guess this go. You got a son, too. We both got daughters. How would you be with your kids making, quote unquote, horrible life decisions with their careers? Are you going to support them? Like, say, yeah, let's put those examples out. The porn, power slap, you know, some shit that you really don't want your kid doing because it's dangerous or just a bad look.
Yeah.
So if they got into it, like, what you gonna do?
I mean, my kids gonna always be my kids, man. That's
of course.
Just this, that, let's just start there.
I like, said this saying that you're not gonna disown them.
Yeah, no, for sure. I would definitely be disappointed if they went to a space where, you know, something like porn is, you know, it is what it is. I mean, you know, I don't have nothing against the fucking adult industry, man. Like, I think
God bless them.
I think that is like as a fucking billion-dollar market. It has its place. I think where I just find it challenging is like, yeah, I wouldn't want my daughter to ruin porn for me. that's just the main thing too. But I also look at it like I don't want her in the situation. Like I don't want her to. I Like, my daughter right now, like, she loves to love. Like, she looks at me and her mother, and she's like, yo, I want to grow up, and I want to be married. Like, she, you know, kind of gets boy crazy, but, like, she's not, like, you know, whatever. So, I don't want her to necessarily lose that innocence of, like, yo, I don't want to do this with anybody other than, like, just my husband or the person that I'm, like, with.
Yeah.
Like, I don't want her to be out here, like, just fucking
doing dicks.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Like, just doing shit. And then same for my son. Like, I honestly, like, yeah, traditionally, or, like, even back in the day, I would
want him doing dicks.
I would have been saying, like, I mean, where he chooses is what he chooses. I'm for real. Like, wherever he goes, I'm a supporter.
So if he turned but into, like, Lexington Steel, would you be cool with that?
That's what I was going to say. Like, I honestly, like, back in the day, like, I probably would have said, yeah, like, that's cool. Like, go ahead. But even then, I'm like, no, I wouldn't want that for my son. Like, I want, like, if anything, I would want him to be, like, if he's going to be in that industry, be the owner. Like, you know what I'm saying? You're the producer. You create.
You're on your own Vivid and,
like,
shit.
Yeah, you yeah. doing something. Like, you're getting to the money. You're an owner. You're taking ownership. And you're not the one in front of the camera.
Oh, you cool with
you're
that.
You're the one behind the camera. Okay. You know what I'm saying? Okay. Like, I'm cool with that type of stuff. Same for my daughter. Like, if you're going to be in that industry, don't be the one in front of the camera. Be the yeah. one behind that motherfucker. Like, really, like, you know, getting, like, shit going, production, website, whatever the fuck.
No, you old. You did this with the camera.
I wasn't even trying to do, like, camera like that, but I guess I did. You know what I'm saying? But, like, but, yeah, so my thing is, like, the things that are, I think, I don't know how all of them handle it, but, like, we've been in the adult industry or anything like that. And I know we just, I know you mentioned it multiple things.
Yeah.
But just sticking to adult industry specifically right now is that I don't want there to be a point where my kids are going to have kids that's going to create damaging effects for them.
And they got to, like, go to school.
Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's rough, like, to know. And then, like, some stars might, like, adult actresses and actors might be cool with, you know what I'm saying, being open with their kids and saying, hey.
Oh, yeah. If you, like, Amber Rose is talking about how she talks to her kids about, like, women being naked and doing porn and all that stuff, and how she's, like, got them thinking positively about it and respecting them, which I'm like, okay, that's an approach that... I mean, make that for you.
Yeah, that's good.
You know,
to be
you
kind
of got to explain your behavior and all that shit to your kids.
Your behavior. Yeah.
What am I supposed to say?
your behavior, you know. Like, there's a tone behind that. You and your behavior. But, like, I agree.
I'm not judging her. I'm just saying, like, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Because you a nasty motherfucker. You been doing something.
I never seen her do anything nasty.
Yeah. But, like, that, like, that's my biggest fear, is, like, the things that will make you demean yourself and make you seem like you don't value yourself. Like, I, like, there's some shit in the industry that, like, you know those videos where it's just some just...
I don't know, explain.
Despicable shit happened. That's just, like, yeah, like, nah.
You mean, like, Shizer videos and stuff like that?
I don't know what that is.
Never mind.
Vanilla, I guess.
You shit on somebody.
Oh, golly, man. Nah.
But never, like, into that, but I ran into. You know how you turn a corner. Like, oh, what is that? Oh,
I didn't want to try to get here. Like, what the fuck? I'm going to go back this other way.
Yeah, my bad.
as you were. But then even just in general, anything else, like, I don't think that there's anything that I would not be there for them on, but I would be disappointed. Like, to go back to your question, I would be disappointed to be like, yo, if anything is a reflection of how I raised you, it's gonna be disappointed. It's like, I never put this shit in your head. I never, like you see how me and your mom move and how we roll. I don't
gonna pout around at the Christmas dinner like him.
No, honestly,
he came out strong.
Yeah, honestly, I honestly wouldn't want to talk about it. I wouldn't want to know if that did happen and she ended up in something like that.
You ain't gonna bring it up.
I ain't gonna bring it up because, like, honestly, I'm gonna express my disappointment.
Like, what you doing for money?
Yeah, like, I'm gonna express my disappointment and I'll be like, gee, I don't. Nah, I won't support that, but I will be there for her and him. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, yeah.
My kids is just that.
I'm
just,
not dropping you off at work.
Nah. Shit, if you doing this, you probably you should be making the money to get yourself to work. Like fuck you need me for? Actually, do you want to pay us back and pay, like, buy us a crib?
Oh, you'll take the money.
Yeah, if you want to do all this crazy shit like that, yeah.
Okay.
Like, I mean, like, I just don't need to see it. I don't need to be any parts of it. Like, but if you're successful in it and you succeeding, yeah. Now, if you over here on one of those roles, like, what do they call them streets that be like?
Red light district.
Yeah,
and shit.
And all the like
the host role.
Yeah, and all that road. Like it's always a street called something row, or road. Like all that shit.
Skid
like,
row.
Yeah, like shit like that. Like I don't know what's like skid row. Like I think that's more like homeless, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, but at the same time, it's like if you dealing with some shit where you just out here
the host role,
or you out here in like the you a lot lizard type shit.
Oh, that's tough.
It's more of a reflection of like, damn, where did I go wrong?
Yeah.
Like, what did I do? Like,
you ain't think you could come to me for money?
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? You ain't think
you could like, move back
like,
in the house.
That's what I'm saying. It's like, I would hope that it would never get there just because of the level. Like, I'm there for you.
Yeah, you ain't got to do dicks for rent.
Like, yeah. Like, I don't care how much money you make.
Hey, because like, shit, old girl from En Vogue been living in her car for 3 years. She ain't got that desperate.
Yeah. Is that true? I didn't know that.
Oh, yeah. You ain't been on the internet. Dawn from En Vogue just came out and was like, I've been living in my car for 3 years. There, I said it. And then she was explaining, like, how she got there.
Okay. I was about to ask. How?
Went broke and then tried to like do some shit with En Vogue. They had did like a performance and then she was trying to do gigs and it didn't work out. She was staying with her parents and apparently her mom's super toxic and she couldn't do it no more. So then she moved, she got in her car. Her old manager said he was gonna find her a place and she said he kept dicking her around and never did. And she ended up in the car.
I call bullshit, but whatever. That is, again, another crazy ass thing. Now, listen, I know it's hard out here, bro.
Yeah.
But you got enough to be in a car for 3 fucking years. And you mean to tell me, at no point you wanted to work at McDonald's, at no point you wanted to work at any type of retail store to at least get a little bit of money to not have to be in the car? That's on you. I'm sorry. There ain't no way in hell you going to be in the car for 3 years. There are shelters that you can go to and be in them motherfuckers for a little.
Some I know motherfuckers got pride. Like, remember on, what you call it, the New Edition story when DeVoe went to that real estate class and they was like, damn, DeVoe fucked up.
You ain't got no pride if you stand in that car for 3 years and you ain't hooked on drugs. Like, your money ain't going to drugs. There's nothing you can fucking tell me. I'm sorry. There's no way in hell. Like that. Like does that not make sense? Like I was like I don't see anybody being homeless, like that fucking homeless
for three years
and not be like on
hook, shame like, as a motherfucker, dog.
It can
for
be,
like you, but you not from like that. Performing for like the Olympics and shit like that.
So you do you... drugs. You fucking do drugs. You don't just be in that situation for you 3 years cluck, sober.
But if she was a cluck, she'd probably sell the car.
and truly be homeless. Like, with your parents, like, there's no way. Like, I feel like you're living in a car. That is bullshit. I know that's possible. Like, don't, like, are you living in a car and just, like, there's no money at all coming in, or like literally the only money that you're getting somehow is paying enough for this car, like for gas and shit, or is the car parked off to the side of the road and that's like every time you come home you jump in the front seat? Like, what is happening?
I don't know the details.
That's bullshit. Fuck that shit. I'm sorry. It's hard out here for a lot of fucking people, but there's motherfuckers that make shit work. There's no excuse, and you're not on drugs. That is the key. Like, if you was on drugs, I would say, oh, yeah, you was hard up. Like, you using the money to buy more drugs, and now you got this car that don't run, and you just in that bitch. That's fine. It's not fine, but that's, like, we can understand the process.
Yeah.
But the fact that you in this bitch for 3 years, and you not on drugs... And you like, got an opportunity. You obviously can be healthy. Is she handicapped? Like, is there a health issues? Like, bro, stop fucking playing. Nigga, you can stand outside of that car and fucking sing and with a little box in front of you and collect some change to get you a fucking crib out of that. That's crazy, bro. All
right, the show is called I Ain't Going.
Like, that shit is here.
He ain't going to.
That's bullshit. There ain't no fucking way. 3 years living in your car. Ain't nobody helped you. Nobody said nothing. Everybody's against you.
I don't think she was telling people that she was homeless. That's what she... Because, like, immediately her ex-husband reached out to offer her a job.
So or she might be years, like, nobody what dude say, shit.
I'm going to do a job. That's all I know how to do is this.
Like the nigga that can't read. Like... It's just everything that's been failed. Like, what's happening, bro?
The economy, man. She don't want to do drugs. She don't want to, you know, sell a body.
She don't want to work. She don't want to do shit. But she got something because that car has had gas in it for 3 years. Like, she got as high as gas.
Flat broke.
But to live in your car, bro. You can drive.
You ain't seen them videos of motherfuckers living in their car?
They
shower at the gym?
They choose vans. They got bigger
shit. Oh, I don't
shit.
Know what kind of car she was in. She was just videoing from like right here. So like, they show what type of car she
living
was
in. Your car? No, because if she was living in a van, she would say a van. She wouldn't call a van a car. So she obviously is living in a fucking two-door, three-door, four-door sedan. like sedan. Like fucking trying to like... Are you traveling the world? Are you fucking driving across the country? Oh, yeah, the world is my home, but I, like, travel in my car. That would also make sense. But you in one spot for 3 years and you're not on drugs does not fucking make sense. That don't make sense. That's...
Oh man.
You could have sold your catalog. Well, you probably the old shit. Like,
hell no.
That's wild. And niggas would believe that shit too.
And then she kept getting into it with En Vogue and Lucy Pearl and them niggas.
Don't want to hear that shit. It's niggas that was in the NBA that was fucking hard up.
Oh, what you call it? Delonte West.
Bro.
He on drugs.
He's on fucking drugs. At least if you go do this shit, you can't be just fucking living in your car for 3 years. Unless you want to, and it's your thing. Not because you hard up, but because you chose the life of, what is it, a nomad?
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
Like, you chose that life. There's no fucking way that you're going to do that shit and be hard up on cash. And not be on drugs. That at some point you gotta fucking be like, you know, I need a hit to fucking escape this fucking situation that I'm in mentally.
He is in his bag.
They saying anything now, bro.
Oh man.
Trump got motherfuckers tripping. Like, hey, just come out and say it. Just say it. They'll believe it. Homeless for 3 years. That sound right. Living in my car 3 years. And I wasn't on drugs.
How'd she pay a phone bill?
How's she on the internet just saying all of this shit? How does she get, like, are you getting up and driving to where that day? Gas been high as shit. It's going down, but it's been high as shit everywhere. The fuck? And no drugs? Like, nobody wanted to fuck with you. Nobody was calling you back. Everybody kicked you out. Your pops or your old man, whoever, was trying to help you out. And you was down bad.
One dead kid ain't enough
for you? Damn. That's fucking crazy. But, like, I don't want to. I'm not going to choose to believe that. Something happened where you was like, ah, this is cool.
Okay, now you got me looking up her fucking Instagram. Now, I'm trying to see if she on here doing anything. Let's see.
And was she clean shaving? I mean, like, was she going into, I mean, I guess she could shower. She was clean. Out of the car. Like,
damn, is she in the car on this? Damn. This was 2024. She like she in the car in this bitch. Let's see. Be your own Jack. It took me 9 months to learn how to run my own YouTube channel. So that's what she been
from
doing.
From the car.
From the car. Let's see. Oh, she with somebody. Who is this person?
How many? She got a YouTube channel. A YouTube channel. Go to her YouTube channel. See how many subscribers she has. Also, how many followers does she have on Instagram?
Let's see. On Instagram, she got 20,000 followers.
Okay. The motherfucker's making money somewhere. Somewhere at some point, she's making money.
Let's look at her YouTube. 11,000 subscribers, 18 videos.
She's monetized. She fucking has money. She's choosing to live in a fucking car.
Well,
there's
you
no
know,
fucking way.
This ain't enough to be monetized. She don't have your new life is scary. Yeah, she in the car.
11,000 subscribers, bro?
Yeah, but she only got like 3 videos. One from a year ago, one from 6 months ago, and one from 2 days ago.
Oh, well, shit, yeah. Well, the 11 probably came up from her posting that she in the car. But you ain't doing no drugs. Like,
see,
that's just...
Follow my career, let's see.
That's wild. That's wild. Like, you couldn't find a studio. You couldn't find a job, like a regular...
Yeah, she
like,
only got 135,000 views.
What?
135,000 views.
Bro.
Like on some monetization shit.
That's a lot of fucking views.
She ain't getting a lot of money off that.
Well, fuck it. You getting something? You getting enough to tell people, hey, I need a job?
She getting gay.
Like, you choosing to not do this shit. You ain't got no alcohol problem, nothing? That's wild.
Oh, man. See what happened when you leave social media, man? Shit just be happening.
They just run a fucking amok.
Where the fuck is this shit at? Oh, okay. All right, man. KB bought. You got another video for it. This is kind of something that we did before, but it's different.
Given 100K a day to stay in a room, isolated, you've got a TV in there, you get breakfast, lunch, and dinner, but you can't contact your family, your friends, or anything. But every 24 hours you stay in that room, you get 100K. How many days do you think you'd last?
I already did the math. I know.
I was going to say, like, gee, I probably, without losing my sanity.
You get a TV.
Yeah, but is it no windows? No nothing?
It's just an isolated room. You can't talk to them.
I can be in that bitch for a minute, G. And they go, oh, I don't
just
know.
For my family, I'm like 2-3 months.
Yeah. I was gonna say, like, cause I wouldn't want to take it too far, cause like it's like I ain't trying to miss some pivotal shit just to get some bread.
My daughter but, like, real young, but at the same time, it's like. I can do 3 months.
3 months, and I get to eat good.
Yeah, I don't know about how good you get food, bro. You get your square meals.
Yeah,
but yeah,
I be in that motherfucker working now, watching TV.
Dog,
I get all the channels.
I don't know what channels you get, nigga. You get the Martin DVDs, nigga. Let's see, 3 months. Oh yeah, 9 mil. Fuck yeah, nigga. Hey. Just, I'm going to record a bunch of videos of me, and you show them to her.
Yeah.
And he's fucking like, nigga, we decent. I'm out this. We out this bitch, bro.
Yeah. I could do 3 months.
Yeah, 3 months. Yeah. Give me the bad months, too. Like, fucking January, February, and March.
I mean, shit. I'd probably be straight after a month. Like, yeah, I would want to take it further, but if the money is, what is the money off of 1 month? Like, that's still enough to
$3 million?
Be more than what the fuck, you know what I'm saying?
Being that bitch like,
at the month, get $3 million, like, I'll still be straight, because I can do something with that and make more, like, you know, But yeah,
as I said, 2 to 3, I'm gonna talk it over with her. Like, hey, I knocked this out. Like, what are you talking about?
Shit.
Her ass probably like, I mean, you can stay low.
Like, like, no, we good out here. Like, you know,
oh, you can't talk to them.
Can they send letters? I mean, you don't know because they
no, nothing. It's isolation. It's just you, the TV, and you get food.
Gee,
yeah, I'm in that bitch.
That'd be a
two minimum.
I would definitely want, you know what I'm saying, some type of access to see images of my kids and, you know, something just sanity wise because I miss them. But that would be one hell of a vacation. Your head, nigga. I ain't gonna hold you. Wife didn't be out there mad as hell when she like, boy, when he get out, she gonna take a month off just because. Man. Like, you was in there, give me some of that money. Or give me some of the money because it's obviously her suit. She's gonna be like, hey, look, I'm taking some of the money and I'm going away for. She probably won't do a whole month, but she'll
hey, motherfucker, you don't miss me?
Yeah. I know. I'm like, hey. She'll know. Taking the kids, love you. Like, shit. All right.
I was making money in there. You spending money.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying?
Fuck is you doing? No. I'm coming too.
Oh, yeah. Nah, she gonna be like, yeah. It ain't gonna be right away because she gonna definitely, you know what I'm saying, she gonna wanna see me.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
I'm doing three max because I'm gonna miss my daughter. I don't wanna, you know. I don't want to miss shit. Forget about it. If she was like older, I would, you know, fuck.
Yeah. Oh yeah, my kids, they know.
Yeah,
my
face. Yeah. I was about to say, like, my kids, your kids, age, I'm like, shit, I can bust out the 6 months. These niggas remember me. Can't wait till dad gets home with the money.
Yeah. Like, yeah.
Yeah. Write down some shit to buy when I get back. I got you.
Yeah.
Y'all better have A's and shit. Yeah. So what you said two.
Shit, I mean, I could go to three, but I do, you know what I'm saying? I do a month.
I'm minimum two. Like, fuck what she talking about. I'm doing at least two.
Yeah.
Nah, I'm going to do three if it's cool. You
know what I'm do saying? A minimum of a month for sure. Like, just to be.
I want that six. pause. But, oh, man. Fucking man. Nigga said some shit at work talking about big beef. In like the team's message, I was like, pause. He was like, I don't play that. It's like, nigga, I don't care.
Damn.
The fuck? You said it.
You don't joke, nigga? Like, yeah, damn.
Joke all the fucking time. Don't play pause, though. All right, that's fine. I don't play pause. I'm from Chicago. All right, man. Shout outs.
Oh, yeah, man. Shout out, wife, kids. You know, always holding down. You know what I'm saying? Definitely would, break out of here for the month for the low, you know what I'm saying, for real quick. We'll definitely, but you know, try to push for the 2 months, but that month for sure, definitely do it. But I love y'all.
It's for you.
It's for y'all. Shout out to y'all, man. And then, you know, shout out to the black owned businesses, black entrepreneurs out here, you know what I'm saying, building generational wealth, building success stories to motivate and just inspire us all to go out there our dreams and do the same thing, man. So just say like, keep doing it and working on customer service. We gotta fucking kill it at customer service. We can start the shit, but if we can't keep a good environment, man.
I'm starting a business. Just starting a business.
Yeah, like work on the customer service.
Give a fuck.
Motherfuckers will spend so much more with you.
Don't act like an NBA franchise.
like fuck.
Go ahead. All right, man. Want to shout out my family, man. Shout out the best co-host in the world.
He is in his bag.
Shout out the listeners. We really appreciate y'all. Thank you for tuning in to us, watching us, supporting us, commenting, shitting on us, celebrating us. All the above, man. We appreciate it. Want to shout out Stogies and Bagnus, bring the guys for the culture, respect the smoke.
Smoke something, bitch.
Shout out Hitman Podcast. They got new episodes. They back going regular. They every week, man. Hitman Podcast. Shout out Chris.
What?
MG.
What?
And 5.
What?
Shout out King O'Deezy. Shout out Stacks 100. After party is going off, man. Man said he heard it on Rap Radar.
It was on Release Radar.
Release Radar on Spotify. Man. Yeah, man. So I mean, it's been all over my page and stuff, man. The shit going off, man. So shout out Stacks. Let me see. shout out to Don Robinson. You know what I'm saying, for saying your truth, even though you know some people don't believe it, man.
And not being on
drugs. I hope you be blessed and not getting on drugs. So would you be happy if she did get on drugs?
It would make sense.
Okay. But you wouldn't be happy. Okay.
I wouldn't be happy.
Okay.
It would just be like, oh, I can.
I get it.
I get the challenges that probably, you know.
Get it. Got it. Know what you think is you Bishop produce. All right, man. Other than that, we out.
Don't be weird, nigga. And don't live in your car for 3 years and not do no drugs, no alcohol, or nothing. And just say, hey, I'm out here wrong. Like,
this has been the I Ain't Going Show. You can watch us on YouTube or listen to us on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Google Podcasts, iHeart, Amazon Music, Stitcher, and Audible. Please be sure to rate, review, subscribe, and follow.